Right now, the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago's 17th annual Money Smart Week begins tomorrow, and we're going to learn more about the event with Dan Wasserman, Federal Reserve spokesman for Money Smart Week here in Chicago. Dan, what's in store this year?
Hi, Chris. In a nutshell, really, what Money Smart Week is all about is helping people make good decisions about their personal finances. And the way we do that is we have roughly 500 classes all around the city that just a wide variety of topics that are relate to personal finances. And these are free. We're not selling anything, not pushing any products, anything like that. It's just good objective information to help people learn.
So the sign up begins tomorrow. Is that correct? If you want to be in a certain class?
Well, the sign-up is already underway, but you can still sign up. And the way to find out where there is a class in your area is simply to go to moneysmartweek.org, and they will have a phone number where you can call if you want more information. They'll have the address of the event. These are in downtown. They're on the north side. They're really all over there, on the west side, the south side, in the suburbs. We try to make the classes as accessible as possible and just on, you know, just a lot of different topics that people are interested in and need to know about. Saving for college, buying a house, getting out of credit card debt, managing student debt, a lot of different topics, Chris.
Do you find that the turnout this year or any year is affected by how the economy is doing, how the markets are doing?
Well, that's a good question. What I can say is that there's always good turnouts at these classes. There's always a demand for this type of information. But, you know, you have to work at it. If you're going to learn how to make better decisions, you have to obviously put some effort into it. But these classes are really good to help people get started, and they're really good to help people just understand the resources out there and the types of professionals out there who can help them.
What are some of the biggest stumbling blocks for people when it comes to their personal finances? Is it credit card debt? Is it student loan payments? Or is it planning for retirement in a timely fashion?
Well, it really depends kind of where you are in life. And I think, you know, if you're a younger person, you want to learn how to finance college and things like that. Using credit wisely is always an issue. There's a lot of different sort of pitfalls you can confront when you're trying to figure out how to manage your money. But, you know, the thing is you pull that $5 bill out of your wallet, it doesn't come with an instruction manual, right? You have to learn how to spend it, how to save it, things like that. And that's really what Money Smart Week is all about.
Are these events, are they geared toward younger people, high school, college students, recent graduates, or everybody across the age and demographic spectrum?
Well, with 500 classes, we have a lot of different target audiences that we're reaching for. So, for example, for people who are approaching retirement, just an example, there's one in Naperville called Five Keys to Retiring Fearlessly. There's one at Evanston about identity theft. Are you going to be next? What are you going to do? We have classes in Spanish on 21st Street on the 25th next week at an organization called Mujeres Latinas en Acción. We're going to teach Latinas about who speak Spanish, about what particular issues confront them when they're trying to learn how to get out of debt or manage their credit, things like that. How parents should talk to their kids about money, what teenagers need to know. There's one at the Museum of Science and Industry. It's called Go Green, things that you can do around your house that is not only environmentally a good idea, but it also can save you money. So it's pretty across the board.
Thank you very much, Dan Wasserman, a Federal Reserve spokesman for Money Smart Week. We'll have more information at moneysmartweek.org.